From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. When the Florida legislative session gets underway next month, it will be the third in a row where leaders will be asked to offer health insurance to millions of Floridians. This time, the loudest support is coming from the business community. Health News Florida's Mary Shedden reports on a recent rally of the suit and tie crowd in St. Petersburg. They're convinced they can sway legislators with a dollars and cents approach.
Jamie Harden has seen the legislative opposition to Medicaid up close. The Tampa Sign Company president says the conversations didn't go far.
I can tell you from a meeting I was in less than a year ago, the answer at that time was absolutely no, this is not going to be on the agenda.
But he's willing to try again, despite these words a week ago from House Speaker Steve Crisafulli.
The House still stands where we've stood before. We do not, plan to do anything on Medicaid expansion.
Harden, a board member at the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce, is part of a growing business coalition tired of seeing legislators decline about $5 billion in federal money a year. The money is tied to Obamacare, anathema to Republican leaders. He says he spent $460,000 for a company health plan last year. Many of his 140 workers declined, telling him they can't afford their portion. Harden says he can't afford it either. Costs have doubled in 2 years.
I'm not a political guy. I couldn't necessarily tell you about how these programs are going to work. What I know is reality is that there's really nothing I can do to really reduce that cost.
This kind of frustration has been bubbling up since the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010, says Bruce Rubin, president of the Florida Hospital Association. He says people who can't afford insurance end up in emergency rooms. Those unpaid bills get absorbed by others.
The basic problem here is that we've got millions of people in this state who have no health insurance. And that's the first step towards getting control over health care costs. Right now, the cost of their health care is spread out to the rest of us.
Ann Drake McMullen is vice chair of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. She adds that the state is refusing money that stems from federal taxes that Florida residents and businesses already have paid.
So when we don't accept those Medicaid dollars, we're now a donor state. We're giving our money away and we're not getting any back in return.
Rubin says business leaders who want Medicaid to cover people making near or below the poverty level are more aligned politically with the Republicans behind the past refusals.
They're not saying no to hospitals or to organizations that represent low-income folks. They're having to say no to the very base that they count on to get them elected. So that's a big difference this year versus last year.
McMullen says the lobbying should focus on business fundamentals, jobs, and money. She says that may get the attention of Governor Rick Scott.
The governor is all about jobs in this state. That's all he talks about. So we need to provide more jobs, and we can do that with this Medicaid expansion.
The economics argument could work, says Jay Wolfson, an associate vice president of health law and policy at the University of South Florida. He warned the several hundred business leaders attending the Cover the Bay conference to avoid taboo words linked to Obamacare.
Don't call it Medicaid expansion. The legislature likes the idea of doing something creative that has incentives built in so people take personal responsibility by getting jobs, by getting education, that there's some skin in the game for those who are benefiting. So call it something else.
Rubin says that's what an alternative plan pitched by the Associated Industries of Florida Business Group does. Participants must pay into the plan and prove they're working or in school.
The plan, A Healthy Florida Works, is the way to go. It is a private sector, market-driven approach that is not traditional Medicaid expansion. As much as I wish it wasn't true, I agree with Dr. Wolfson that that term is a bit toxic in Tallahassee.
Wolfson is a veteran of legislative policy fights. He warned business leaders they need to be seen and heard in Tallahassee, not just in a ballroom with colleagues.
The problem is that you leave this church today, you're going to be excited for a little while, and then many of you are going to lose that enthusiasm. So you have to work with each other, for each other, as a real community to make this happen. It will not happen by itself, and if you wait for it to happen, it's going to be done to you rather than for you.
For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.
And you can check out the latest on the Medicaid expansion and other policy debates online at healthnewsflorida.org. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. Here's Andy Wagner.